Last time I was sharing about the Marys and how they came to the tomb on the Resurrection Sunday morning. We're looking back, going forward. Why? Because we're in that period between resurrection, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, and the Feast of Pentecost, which happened when the church was birthed. And I tell you, we're here today because of the Feast of Pentecost. What happened? Because there were at least 120 willing to obey the Lord. Peter was willing to stand up and preach. Think about that. The world was changed, not only because of what Jesus did, but what his disciples did. When we obey God, things happen. Lives are changed. Obey the Lord today. Amen. And so on Resurrection Sunday, the Bible says that the Marys, they went to the tomb, and they went for two reasons. One was to anoint the body of Jesus. We see that in Matthew 28, verse 1. And they also went to see. That word in the Greek means to contemplate, to gaze, to observe, in order to grasp. They could not grasp it. I mean, it's 3 days later. They still haven't been able to grasp the fact that Jesus was dead. Now, I know this took bravery because there's soldiers around the tomb. There are soldiers that are going to keep them out. But these are, I tell you, these are women. These are women of valor. They're not going to take no for an answer. They're going to go to the tomb. They had a right to. That was their Savior. That was their Lord. That was their Master. That was their friend. They had a right to. And they did what even the other 10 disciples were afraid to do. And I talked about that before. But instead of anointing the body, instead of gazing at the tomb, they saw the angel. And the Bible says that he was in shining garments, sitting on the stone. I love it. Jesus didn't need the angel to remove the stone to get out, because his body literally could go through the wall. He didn't need the stone to let him out. He needed the stone removed to let us in, because the angel begins to speak to the Marys, and they first tell them not to fear. Fear not. In other words, death has been conquered. And I want to say that today. And we'll get into other things that the angel said to the Marys. But first of all, fear not. I guess it would be fearful to see the stone moved. It would be fearful to see an angel of the Lord. It was fearful before they showed up. Because what are they going to do now? Jesus was their answer. And as far as they knew, he was dead. Jesus is not dead today. Jesus is alive, and he's alive forevermore. And he is not on that cross today. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he is waiting for the nudge to know it's time to come bring his children home. Today, do not fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but that of love and power and a sound mind. And yes, we are living in the last days, and perilous times are here. But I tell you, the darker the night, the brighter the light. You light a candle in the middle of the day, and it doesn't bring much light to you, but you light that candle when all the lights are out at midnight, and that candle is going to be something that shines so bright. We're about to shine, my friend. The Church of Jesus Christ is about to light up the world. Are you ready to be a part? Do you know Jesus as your Savior today? Have you invited him into your life? Today is your day of salvation. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to be Lord of your life. Receive him. Take that first step in Jesus' name.